Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good afternoon, everyone. I guess Shamaria and Naja on the line with me today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Shamaria. Hi, Naja. So this is the Blog Talk Radio Show. So Shamaria and Naja is new. So we're going to start again with the first chapter as well, too. So just you guys can go ahead and just give a brief introduction of yourself before we start it. So now that you can go first.
Okay, so I'm Naja Lyons, and I graduated from American Senior High School, top 6%. In August, I will be attending FAMU FAMU. And I will be majoring in allied health sciences to become a physician. And yeah.
Thank you, Naja. Shamaria, you want to go next?
Hello, everyone. And hi, fellow Rattler. My name is Shamaria Bennett. I am a third year nursing student. I just got accepted into the nursing program. So, yes, I'm a junior now at FAMU.
Thank you so much, both of you ladies. So, Shamaria, do you want to go first? Just give us your aha moment from the chapter of Brain Desire and whatever you want to say about it and what you want to share with us today.
Okay. What I got from this first part of the book is you have to have your goals, write them down, and have a date by which you want to carry out your goals and just work toward a goal every single day. You have to have a desire to want to win in life. Just work hard and you can achieve your goals. And I'll speak a little bit more later about that.
Thank you. Naja? I guess you're on mute, Naja. Go ahead. If you can hear us. I don't know. Shamaria, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Naja, are you on the line? Yes, she's here. Maybe on mute, that's why we can't hear you, Naja.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So basically, what I learned from the first chapter is that
You sound a little bit far.
If you're, going to college, I'm working hard to become a physician assistant. So that's from the studying, doing all your work, all of that. So, yeah, that's basically what I learned.
Okay. Shamar, you want to add something before I go ahead and give my my own thought about the chapter?
Yes. In this chapter, it just talks about you are never ready for a thing until you believe that you can acquire it. So that just means your thoughts. Yes, your thoughts are very, very powerful. So if you think that you can do something, then you will be able to achieve that as long as you put in the work. If you are constantly negative and thinking, I can't do this, then you will never do it. So your thoughts are truly powerful, and you have to want to do something in life, basically. If you don't want to do it, then it won't be there.
Yes, and I guess I share your point of view regarding that part. I read the chapter in French, so what I understand is like, you need to have that burning desire. I believe that if you understand the first chapter, you can understand the whole concept of the book, because it's the main principle of Think and Grow Rich. Everything has to start with something. You need to have a burning desire. Then you need to have faith about what you're about to do. Then you need to have what we call auto-suggestion, special knowledge, and you have to keep using those things one by one until you have that big picture. So, but in this chapter, he was very firm and very simple. What I believe is like, when you want to try to materialize things, you need to have that desire inside of you, meaning like you need to have that clear mental picture of what this look like. Let's say I want to be this type of person in 5 years. It's not about saying it. It's about believing it, having the desire inside of me and doing everything that he needs to do, that I need to do every single day, take all the required steps to get to that point. So I need to have that mental image of myself being in that position in that exact time, like in 5 years. So what I understand also is like, it won't be easy. You will face a lot of impediments, a lot of situations, but how long have you have your affirmation written down and you read it every single day, in the morning and at night? And you can see in the first chapter, he already gave like the 6 steps. The first one was like to fix the exact amount of money that you want in your mind. It's not always about the money. It can be something else. It can be about you, yourself, not really like material type of things. So you want to determine also exactly what you intend to give in return to have that or to get there in life. Always establish a fixed date. Don't say, oh, by January 2021 or January 2023. No, you want to say by January 1st, 2023, I want this. And do your best to get there at that time. Also, he also talked about to always create a plan. I guess it's important to create a plan and start acting immediately, because even you, when you want to travel somewhere or you want to get somewhere you don't know, you have a plan. What is the plan? It's like get in the car, use a GPS, and get there. So there is always something that is set up for you to reach your point. Also, he also explained that we have to write a concise type of statement regarding like the exact amount, the time limit, what we intend to give in exchange to plan and accomplish it. And also, of course, read that statement out loud every single day. Sometimes you don't want to read it. It's better to write it on your phone, have it on your has a picture in your phone, look at it in the morning, or put it in your car next to your steering wheel, or put it in your bathroom next to your mirror or behind your door, so you know the first thing that you're going to see in the morning is that, the last thing that you're going to see in the day is going to be that. So I guess if you follow those steps one by one every single day, you can get to that point. Okay? So, and here, currently at MC, what we do is, like, to help you get there, we do our annual report. The annual report consists of, like, having your goals set up and make sure that you accomplish them by the end of the year. Sometimes you won't be able to, but still update it. Let's see where were the mistake came from, why we didn't get there at this time, what was the problem,
is that something that was out loud was on everyone else's side. I will talk about it after the call so you guys can understand what I'm trying to explain to you regarding that. And that's what I think about this chapter. So before I go any further, you want to add anything, Naja or Shamanja?
No, I think you touched base on everything.
That was Shamara, Naja.
That was Shamaria.
Shamaria. Naja. So basically, it's the first chapter. So the principle of brain desire. You have to be obsessed of what you want to accomplish, and that will help you to get there. Also, you have to be very persistent, very strategist, and always have a 100% confidence. Believe that you will achieve it no matter what. I guess it's just a mental type of thing. Everything has to start somewhere. Everything's going to start with the mind. Then you're going to have the burn desire for you to go put it down. So, that's it for me. So, Naja, this is how we're going to do it on a weekly basis. So this was just a type of prep call because we usually don't go live on Wednesday. We do it on Friday or Thursday. So just for you to understand why we do it, it's just like Ms. Anne wants us to read the book, try to apply those principles in our daily life and at work as well too. Okay?
Okay.
So I know I cut you off guard today, but it was just for you to understand how we do it. All right?
Okay, no problem.
Alrighty, Shamaria, thank you so much.
I will call you after this call, okay?
Both of you.
Okay.
All right then. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We're gonna be live again on Friday, okay?
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye.